eat wubing, sodish, alay lachayas. And then Asikim, he contested it. He said, Shalonahu, actually Hazigbo, until Shimen was Mazik in the Sode, so Yochal Alzabet, so you can be Chayzea, and the Mekach, in Dalagay the Mekach. She Hazigbo, E Yochal Alzabet. But the moment he was Mazik in the Sode, so Shimen cannot invalidate the Mekach. My time, the Omale Haise Bikatre Savret Vikabalt. In other words, you accept it, it's your tough luck. You accept it, a bag, an empty bag, with many knots. In other words, it's your tough luck. But, so that is according to the first lotion. Meina se Hava Hazoke, when is it called Hazibo? In other words, when he walked through the field, he traversed the field. So the first lashon says, "Vidafke shaloi ba'achayis." In other words, if shaloi ba'achayis, so in case the ma'aria, the balchev, let's say, takes away the sode from Shimon, so Shimon cannot demand from Reuven that you reimburse him, some mele, he cannot invalidate the Mekach, Misha Azipa. Aval Bachayas, but suppose Reuven sold the Sode to Shimon the Achayas. So that means in case somebody takes away the Sode from Shimon, then he'll be able to be reimbursed by Reuven, so in Mele, he can say, even if Hazigbo, he can say, now you'll have to pay me the money later on anyway, so let me not, in other words, Ashe flies the Gemore to the case where Shimon did not pay the purchase price of the Sode. Let's say, Reuven sold his Sode for $1,000 to Shimon. And Shimon did not pay the $1,000. He still owes him the $1,000. So then, Misha Hazigbo, so Shimon cannot be hurt. Because Reuven can tell him, it's your tough luck. So he says, Vidafke shaloi b'achayis, aber b'achayis, so mimele, he can be chayzer, even if Hazigbo, because Shimon can say to Reuven, what difference does it make to you? I didn't pay the mois, the $1,000, so why should I give you the $1,000 and then you'll have to refund to me? So let's make it more convenient. Why do we have to work so hard? First I'll pay you the $1,000, then I'll have to call you to the Torah, you should refund me. I'm not going to pay you the $1,000. In the case of Shalom Ba'asayas, some Meili can tell him, it's your tough luck. We Meili have to pay the $1,000. But in case of Achayas, so Shimon can tell Reuven, why should I pay you the $1,000? I'll pay you $1,000 now. The next month, I'll call you to the Torah, and you'll have to refund me. Let's make it easier. I won't pay you the $1,000. Hafuchem atal talama. There's the pshat nigmar. V'yikete amre, afilu b'achayis nam. That even b'achayis, in she'azigbo, he cannot invalidate the Mekach. He cannot say, why should I work hard? You'll have to refund to me anyway. So he can tell him, Reuven can say, how do I know that I'll have to refund to you anyway? Until you have the shtartir of it, I don't even know whether I'll have to refund. In the meantime, you don't have the shtartir of it, so mele, I won't you should pay me $1,000. Then the Baal Chayiv will take it away from you. So you get from business to Atirfe, then you call me to the Torah, I'll refund you. But right now it's not even certain that it will be taken away from you. Now let's see the Rashi. Asokin Eri, Leima Ashalonu, Chayse Dikitre, Sap Kshua, Moli Ruach, Vige de Amre Afil Bachai Isnam, Afil Kibre Achai Isolof, Diyesh Leima, Hoyu Visefi Lazar Olof Achshof, Sa Hoyu Visefi Lazar Olof Achshof Nami Yarzav Yitlenu, Afil Hoche Ini Yosalaz. De Omalei, Meichaya, אח ותירפוך שכוסו לך בזנש תעתיר ושבדין עוד לאים ובש על לך but until you produce the start of it I'm so so you have to pay me $1,000 Pesu says יוצר על העסיקי פירוש אירי אבל אין לי פורש הנוסי Dim Kain, Anosim, so that means it was never his. I only for Anosim. So, Anosim is that Gazlonim, they just took away the story. Dim Kain, Afil Bachayes, so Mishihir Zigbo, Amayoch Larza, so why do we say Bachayes, Mishihir Zigbo Machlazia? Why? Because you'll have to reimburse him anyway. No, he won't have to reimburse him. Where if somebody sells the Sode Bachayes, it doesn't mean that he is going to reimburse him no matter what happens. In other words, if somebody wouldn't sell the Sode to Shimon Bachayes, and then another person guzzles the Sode away, so be able to, you'll have to reimburse him only when it's taken away by Baal Chayiv. So then there is Kabbalah Sacharis. But if it's taken away by Anosim, there is no Kabbalah Sacharis. So Asikim doesn't mean Gazlonim. It means Eirim, like Baal Chayiv. Mishayazik bo. So actually, Hazik bo Yochel Arzaboy. Mishayazik bo Ein Yochel Arzaboy. Before he came to Bumitsiye, Pir Sharashe, here he doesn't say anything. But Mumtzir, the same Gemara in Mumtzir, that you got it, Pirsha Rashi, Afal Gav, Shaloi Nosan Mois, even though he didn't pay Kesef, but since Hazibo, so was Kene, some Mele, the Likeach cannot invalidate the Mekach, cannot be Chayz, the Kalka Nikit Bechazok, because after all, the whole union is that he was came here, so merely cannot be crazy. So why mention Chazoki? Could you mention be any other thing? Void Michael Boyer may not have a Chazoki. Why do all of a sudden the Gemara says, what is Chazoki? After all, I mean, it's a double no, it's a double mefulsem what Chazok is. No, our God of Porat, Masnistin, Bifirik Cheska Sabbat, no, our Porat, the God of Veid, Maiko Boy Hochet, Veim Bishorduch. And then, if it means King Chazok, why Daisha Mitzre? Chazok is no, our God of Porat, Daisha Mitzre means he just walked through the field. That's not even Chazok. Void, Daish Hamitzre Mashmak Visibaum, Sheil Yersolif Hamitzor, Vinirali Foreish, Dimaire Shekone, so Tayshin Schelikash. Old Rishin, I think, Achelikash. Vinirali Foreish, Dimaire Shekone, Biki and Gomo. Bichlifin, even actually as it means he was king. Well, that kind of a Kinyan. Chlifim, Shtar, Chazoke, or Chazoke, the real Chazoke, of no God of reports, or Rofat report. So the question is, but until he's Daish HaMitzri, even though he was Kenet, So if they are sitting, then he became chayzer. Why? Because that's the umdre. Vidayt shalodom afal pishi konik tiyin gomu in yeisoyirin yochal azot kol zman shal holach amitzri asode lior kol horbo lira is in yone asode. So in other words, even actually as it were means he did a kinyan, whatever kinyan, chazoke, kesef, zahar, whatever, ksuda, whatever kinyan, was kinyan. But if he still didn't traverse the field, so then there is an umdene, that when a person sells his sode to the other, so it is the intention of the likeach that until he traverses the field, if there is any ill on the sode, he should be able to invalidate the mekach. So it's not that he wasn't kidding. But, in other words, he has a right to invalidate the mekach. So, the umdene is until his daishamis. There is no umdene that leilom void. If there will be an ill on the sode, he will be able to invalidate the mekach. But that's the understanding of the parties, of business people, that until, you know, he traverses the field, so he should be able to invalidate the mekach because of an ill. Vidaiti shalodom afal pi shekonei bikin gomo im yeitzoerin yochel arzabe kozman shal olach amitzri asode liol kol liol bo lirei sinyone asode vahayne didai shamitzri uvilonos moisaya. And he deals with the case where we didn't give the mois. Dibnos mois aire. So afil bachayis name. Amai yochel azabe. Mishael zibo. Vichleilam yochel azabe. Because the first Lashon Gemara says that bachayis even after daisha mitzre. So he can be chayze here. Why? Because he's going to demand reimbursement anyway. So is there such a loche? V'chaleilom yochel azabeh. Where did we hear such a loche? According to one Lashon Gemara, that where there is chayv v'chayes, so mimele, he can be chayzeh, even though he doesn't have the shtatir of oray. The second Lashon says, ach v'tir for v'shalvach. But the first Lashon says, he cannot say ach v'tir for v'shalvach. He can be chayzer because he's mechuyev to reimburse him anyway. So does that mean that leilam void, if it's bachayis, he can be chayzer? It's not mistab. Vich leilam yochel azu. V'yim teina. V'leina leishkil aro bizuzoch. In other words, since he didn't give the mois yet, so true, whether he can be chayzer, cannot be chayzer. Why do we have to resort to chayzer? In other words, he has to pay mois. He sold him he sold it for $1,000, and Shimon did not pay the $1,000 yet. So why couldn't he say, you know, I'm not chayzer, but I have to pay you the $1,000. I don't have cash, so. I am paying you with the kark. Take away the field. So is the shavakesef of the $1,000. Limlish kilar bizuzoch. V'yishleima kigin sheuzlo. In other words, suppose at the time he sold him, so it was worth $1,000. Now the price went down, and it's only worth $800. So mele, he cannot say. If he can be chayzer, he can be chayzer. But if it is already daisha mitzre, and he cannot be chayzer. So he has to pay the $1,000. How can he pay $1,000 by turning over the field? The field is only worth $800. So in other words, it's the same tariffs, but according to first tariffs, were mamish, the price went down. According to second tariffs, even if it didn't go down, but it is going to get down. So right now, no one knows about it. But since they are in, so in all probability, so the price would be interested in buying that field when there are contestants on it. Some melee, the demand for that piece of field, so will be less. Some melee, the price will be lower. It's the same tariff. Yes.
Is the pshat and tosfos why he distinguishes between nasimos and lo nasimos?
Yeah.
Because if it's already nasimos, so you no longer can say afufi mitarta lamali. It's already
beyond
stage.
That's right. It was fully consummated. How can you say? You see, the second Russian says, even in the case of lo nasimos, so achvetir favashalach. The first Russian says no. But only if it's not fully consummated. But if the Mekach is fully consummated, how can anyone say that since he's going to be reimbursed in any way, so Mimele, he doesn't have to pay? But after all, it's not even determined whether he'll have to reimburse. He doesn't have Ishtar Tirfez yet. Now, the Kashi is against Rashi. Rashi says, Mishehazigbo in Yochla Hazibo. So he says, Pirsha Rashi Afal Gavshal in Nosam Mois, the Karkam Mikhtiz B'chazon. So the question is, some mele, what kind of a Chiddush is it? Actually, Hazigbo Yochla Hazibo. Why shouldn't he be able to Yochla Hazibo? Chazoke, there is no Chin Chazoke. Mois, he didn't give nothing. So, of course, he can be chayzer. Here, the Gemara mentions the reason is why he can be chayzer, because there are sikhi. So, in other words, he'll sustain a big loss. But if he didn't make a king chazok, and he was not king the Soviet for Mois either, because he didn't pay the Mois. So, of course, without a sikhi, he can be chayzer. It's a very strong kashi. So the Shin Kubetzes in Bar Mitzvah mentions in the name of the Shit, same Gemara is in Bar Mitzvah, Daf Yud Aleph. Ay. The Sudyan Bishalei Nosan Mois, the Nosan Hokarka Nitnes Bikesef. ופיזה צורך לימר דריבוסי דשמי צהו שאף על פי שנשרץ בדבורים קידם שיוצאו להסיקים אין כמי שמחוס רעמון יודם אין לך נעמה על פי דין יקוד בחייזר אני הוא ידע את הסיקים but he wouldn't be a nice person there is a loch of דבורים יאיבים שחוס רעמון אין שלוח צבי ולאף שלוח צבי so it's against the deal. But in this case, where it's Yotlasikin, it's not against the deal, can't be chayzer. Because he's not supposed to keep his word, if by keeping his word, he'll sustain such a loss.
To Mishapara problem?
No, there is no Mishapara, because Mishapara is only Shaya Bamitaltani, when Nosam Mois is a Moshach. By Takois, there is no Mishapara, because if it's not Mois, so it's Gini King Gomor. So Mishapora is only Shaya Bamitalton. So the Vartero Mois Genis, and the Chachomino Misake, because of Shonimoli, is for the Techobalie, that until his nation is not Gini, but he has to submit to Mishapora. But Mishapora has to submit if the Likeach paid Mois, but he didn't take possession. But here, there is. First of all, he's Kalaki, and he didn't pay Mois, there was no king, some mele, he could be Chayza without submitting him Mishapara, but to have Naveira. shares his holy asavu with Abu Chozov. So there's the Chiddush. If it's your slasikin, there is no Yisrael of shares his soil, lo yasavu with Abu Chozov. And he can be heter, he can be chizik.
Because Rabbeinu Tam, I think, in the Shita of Mekubetzes over here in Bo'akama mentions that one of the chidushim of this Gemara is about Mishapar.
Yeah. There is a Mishapar. Yeah, that's right. There are situations of a Mishapara in Karka also, when it's not a real kinyan. We'll look into it. But Rabbi Tam's name is not mentioned here. Is Rabbi Tam's name mentioned here?
I think it was
Rabbi Yishai. Not Rabbi Tam. Oh, yeah, he mentions Rabbi Tam. Yeah, you're right. Actually, he has been for the master as a Shum Chazon. He made Rabbi Yishai mentions Rabbi Tam. The Rabbi Yishai is our Kosav is everything. Actually, he has a ball with him. Reute Mashma, shall we also Shum Chazok? He came a like Rashi, Michael Mashma, Loy Beresh of Ladies, Psittis. The Tiras Rabbi Tam, the Mayresh and Osa Mois, the Tiras Piroi, the Loy Beteras Kni. וחידוש את הרי של יוכל ארזה בי כל זמן שלו ארזה פה קלים עמות על ארזה בי but not like the shite explaining Russia because of shares his soil the leke mishipora the afal kishen osna moiz likoma bidaita likneiz achi yazik vira karka tanshi so that has to be explained after all he says he gave kesef But he gave the Mois Biteras Piroi, Viloi Biteras Ni. What does that mean? He gave Kesef. He has to say, I'm giving a Biteras Ni. So here, Rabbeinu Tam is mentioning a very important point, very important, because in Simen Kuf Tzadikich, Tess, there is a Machlekes Mishpat, there is a Machlekes between the Sma and the Shach. Now, Karake is nikne be kesef. So the question is the key in kesef be karake biteras peroin or is biteras kesef kine? Is biteras kesef kine? I mean, is it biteras peroin or is biteras kesef kine? The Sma says, the Sma and the Taz, The Sma says that the Kesef by Karake is Biteras a Kesef Teroi. And the Taz says, no, is Biteras Kesef Kinyan. And what's the riot? The Taz mentions a very strong riot. After all, we learn now the Kesef initially is Mekodesh of the Kesef because Kirchem is the Ephraim. Baishi is not shayach to say peroye, what is it? She's a piece of merchandise. He pays for her a price. So it's kesef kinyan, not that he pays for her. In a field, so we can say the reason is why he's getting it because he paid for it. So then you ask Kikashi, according to the Sma, this is kesef peroye. Now the aloha is that karki is nikne b'kesef with one put. So suppose the field is worth $1,000 and he gives a put. So it's kiyan. If it's kesef kiyan, all right. So it's like gedush. But if it's kesef teroyin, so it should only be kene If it only became a, if he pays the price, he's prayer for it. You pay a penny, a put it for a field that is worth $1,000, so is that considered paid for the field? So the Sma says in Achanan that when we say that Karaka is dikta b'kesef, and that's the norm for Rashi's, even with one pute, so it doesn't mean that it's Kenya just with one pute. In other words, if he gives the pute as a down payment, and then he's mischayev the rest, he's zokah for the mule, so then it's considered as if he paid the whole thing. But not just a pute. In other words, it has to be Karaka is nicknamed a pute, but it has to be the rest. Let's say it's worth $1,000, and he gives him a dollar as a down payment, and the rest, the 999, he gives him a promissory note. That's up for old mill. They give him a promissory note. He makes a new schaydus. So then it's considered that he actually paid $1,000, but $1 of the $1,000 he gave in cash, and the other $999 he gave by giving him a promissory note. So in, together with the promissory note, he paid the whole thing. But in Achaname, according to the Sma, if he'll just give it pute and not be zokfal milve, he'll not be king of the sode. Because the sode is worth $1,000, he has to pay $1,000, but he doesn't have to pay the $1,000 in cash right now. He can give just a $1 or a pute as a down payment, and the rest he gives the promissory note, he's eke for the milve. So in other words, and what is the promissory note? Is chayvus, that's also kesef. That's also kesef. Is chayvus is also kesef. So mele, that's why Karaka is nicknamed. But according to the Sma, the Kutzadik says, if he will not pay for the whole thing by zok for milve, will not be king. It's not like Dushan. Dushan is Kesef Kinyan, not Kesef Roy. The Taz is Chelik. And he says, Manefshach, you are made that Dushan is Kesef Kinyan. And we learn out, Kiche Kichem is the Ephraim. So if Dushan is Kesef Kinyan, so Mele by the Ephraim, by Karaka, it also has to be Kesef Kinyan. There is a very strange abnormal, very strange abnormal. In my opinion, it's one of the strangest Avnilum that I know. I mean, that's my opinion. I can't understand. The Avnilum says, as a teres and the taskashe, that Kedushin is also Kesef Roy. I can't understand it. I mean, how does the Chayach to say Kedushin is Kesef Roy? Anyway, so that's a machlekes between the Sma and the Tas. How do we see from Rav Netam here? The Tiras Rav Netam. The Meir Shenosim Lois Vitiras Proy. So Meir, but the Kashi was Manefshach. If he gave Mois, so it's like Herzikbo. No, the answer is it's not like Herzikbo. Because he gave the Mois only Vitiras Proy, the Loi Vitiras Kni. The Loi Vitiras Kni. Not Vitiras Kni, so Meir is not king. So, it's before Shrav Netam, like the Taz. That Karaka is nicknamed the Kesef only when the Kesef is given with the Kesef Kinyan. But if he gives the whole $1,000, he pays for it. But he says, I'm not giving it with the Kesef Kinyan. I want the Kinyan to take place with some other Kinyan, Shtark, Suda, whatever, Chazoke. But I'm paying you. So then the Suda is not nicknamed. So it's not like Sma. According to Sma, every time Karaka is nicked to be kesef, it is dafke b'teras
b'roi. If he says the first, he doesn't
know if he was coming to Sma. So it's nothing. So in other words, so he just verbiage b'alme. But here Amutam says that he was not kenye because he said b'feresh, He doesn't give it because there's a pian, he gives it because the Rosh. So it's Mifurish and Rabbi Tam Lagetas. Mifurish and Rabbi Tam Lagetas. It's the color of me. How is it that says in the Sibes, that nation, that Rabbi Tam? Maybe because they didn't have the Shinukas. But here Rabbi Tam is Mifurish. It's Mifurish like Tars. Oh, sorry. It's Manashach. So why is there, why should there be a Yishapora except for the fact that they are Siddhi? So he says, V'chidusha d'reishe, until he made the king Chazoke, the Yochel Arzabei, Kelemas, of course, even without Ariri. So, Asiki, what's the Lashon HaGemara? Yotzul Asiki, or what's the Lashon HaGemara? What?
Asiki.
Asiki. So even without a siki, he could be chayzer. He could be chayzer, but he would have to accept the mishapor. So, but in this case, where there are siki, so then he doesn't even have to accept the mishapor. V'chidusha d'reisha v'yochla azabe, k'leina mutal azabe, d'leke mishapor. Why isn't there the mishapor? Because since there are siki, the Afro Pishinos Namois, we goma bidaite liknes, achiyazik. So, the year akak, atfanish. So that's a chidish. Because in the Gemara we see Mishapora, we got mitalte. Because mitalte, so whether we say like Rishlokish, the Dvar Teiro Mois Inikins, and Mimele, so Dvar Teiro you require Mishich. So Mimele, if you gave Mois and not Meshech, so you can be Chazeya, because he's not Kene, but he has to submit Shepora. Or we say like Rabbi Yechon, the Dvar Teir Mois Kines, but Chachamim or Misaki, because Shalei Yemale, Yisrach Lekachah Ba'aliyah, that it's not the Kene. So Mimele is not Kene, whether Midrash is not Kene, whether Rabbanan is not Kene. But the finale is he's not Kenya. So Mimele has to accept the Mishapora. Mishapora. Mashinkin by Karkois, where Karkis Kesef is Kenya. So it's not Shaykh to say Mishapora, he cannot be Chayza. But, Rabbi Tam says, and that's Mistaba, why should Karkois be Gorua Femitalte? By Karkois, usually, since it's Kenya King Gomo, it's not Shaykh to say Mishapora. Mishapora is only Shaykh when he's not Kenya. But if he's Kene, he's Kene. But in the case where he gave the Kesef, Beteras Peroyen, and his Ramtam Shite is like the Taz, that Kesef is only Kene, King Gomo, when it's given Beteras Kesef Kene, not when it's given Kesef Peroyen. So Mele, the Kesef Peroyen, by Karke, is the same like Kesef Amitalkin. Kesef HaMitaltelin is not Kene. Whether Mitra is not Kene, Rabbah is Kene. It's not Kene. Here it's not Kene either. But why shouldn't there be a Mishapora? That's Mistab. So that's Rabbah Tam's pshat, and there is a big chiddush. In that Rabbah Tam we see that Rabbah Tam says he confirms the sheet of the Taz. Yes.
I don't understand. How does Rabbah Tam confirm the sheet of the Taz according
because
to
what Tam says the Maire Shemnos the Mois Biteras Peroi the Loi Biteras Kni so mainly he cannot test he was king already. No, he was not king because to be king of the Kesef it has to be given Biteras Kesef Kini not Biteras Kesef Peroi.
Whereas according to the Sma any Tashlumi of Kesef
on the contrary
automatically
that's the way it has to be done according to the Sma that's the way it is done. According to this mass, what can we tell us of it? So it's like Rosh Chazok.
Didn't the Rosh say that when, even according to this mass, when you give over a pruta, your kona the karka, but then the rest is zaka halav the milva?
All right, fine.
Even according to this mass.
Yeah. So it's the way. You don't have to pay
majority
the whole $1,000 by giving cash. You can give partly cash and partly the promissory note. Zaka halav the milva means the promissory note.
And he'll be
it's
gone.
hespederim.
So why, just because Rabbi Natan mentions where the person gives the karka, where the person gives the most, the taras kesef piron, is that...
So because Rabbi Natan mentions it as a taras on the kash, according to Rashi, that Lui has in one means he didn't do it in Hazoke, and Lui has noise, some melee, so what kind of a chiddush is it? So now there is no king. So he says, he did give noise. But so if he did give noise, so it's like Hazikbo. So he shouldn't be able to be chiddush. What difference did it make whether he was king it for Hazoke or he's king it for Kesh? Sometimes says, yes, he gave noise, but not with Kesh of king it. So maybe he was not king yet. So, but he has to submit to Mishapara. So Mimele is, so actually has it for, is Yoch Lazavay because of the Hefset of the Asikim, so he doesn't have to submit to Mishapara. But Mishapara has it for, so then he was king yet. But if he would give the Kesef because of the king yet, then even Lo Yazikbo, he's Kenyat, so he cannot be chayzik.
But even according to the Sma, he didn't even give over a pruta. The whole thing was given over to Taras Piron. According to the Sma, the Rishon said that you have to give over a pruta to the Kohen of the Karka, and then the rest of it. Included in that has to be with a promissory note.
In Akaname, I'll tell you. According to the Sma, he can become a Karka even without giving a pruta, if he gives him a promissory note. And the whole thing, but it's Ma explains when it's mentioned in Chishmishke that Karka is nikne bikrute, it doesn't mean bikrute and finished. It means he gives him a krute and then and the rest is up for all the milve. But in Achlam, suppose he's the whole thing, he doesn't even give him a krute of cash. He gives him a promissory note and the whole thing. So then it's also now, is the Igmar Gdushan, so then I could discuss it. It can highest be considered as Kesef Kinyan. Suppose, let's say, Kedushin is certain Kesef Kinyan. I mean, the Avzulim is the only one who says such a strange thing. So suppose the Baal is in Kaddish and Mishe, but he executes a promissory note, and he says, I am Mishayev you $100, or $1, or $10, doesn't make any difference. But he doesn't give her the $1,000 or the $100 or the dollar. He just executes a promissory note. He's mischayev. And with the shtar, you can create chayvus. Chayv nochmona b'shtar. So you can create chayvus with the shtar. And then he gives that shtar to the Isha. And he says to her, you see, I mischayev myself to give you $100. And with that chayvus, I want that you should be Mekodeshes. Isha Mekodeshes. So there's a Machlekes Hashem on that day. Whether is Chayves, so you can be Mekadesh in Isha. Bishta. There are some Hashem who say that you can be Mekadesh in Isha. You can be Mekadesh in Isha, you can transfer Kakois with is Chayves. Because, and they mention it right, the halacha is, Bishtachiv, the achirim is mekudeshes. The only shaila is about some chadaite, but if there is smichas das, then you can mekadesh and nishe bishtachiv, the achirim. What does shtachiv, the achirim mean? Let's say, Ruvein borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. So Ruvein gave Shimon a promissory note for $1,000. Then Shimon goes over to the Isha and he says, I am transferring to you this promissory note and I want you should be Mekudeshes. That's Shtachiv D'Achir. So as long as we say that Isha is Samcha Daite, the whole Shailin Gemara is what Samcha Daite, although Samcha Daite, because Hamich Shtachir Chavir Lechozla Mochel is Mochel, so maybe we could say that Isha is Samchadaite. But if there is no problem with Smichas Das, then the Gemara says Beferesh that you can be Kaddish and Isha Shtachir Dachir. What is Shtachir Dachir? He doesn't give her any tangible chesed. As long as he gives her indebtedness. If Ruvain executed the promissory note on the amount of $1,000 to Shimon, and then Shimon transfers it to the Isha, so does he give the Isha any tangible chesed? He doesn't give her any tangible chesed. He gives her intangible chesed, indebtedness. In other words, the Isha will be able to collect that $1,000 debt that Ruvain owes to Shimon. So the Isha will be able, the Isha will stand in the shoes of Shimon, the Mekadesh, and she'll be able to collect. So we see that indebtedness is considered as chesed. So many of the Shimon say, what difference does it make whether you are Mekadesh b'shtachrit acherim, or you create his chayves from yourself to the Isha? The same thing. But the other Shimon will say now, b'shtachrit acherim, yes, then there is Nisinas chesed. Because in order to Mekadesh an Isha, you have to give chesed. You don't have to give tangible chesed. You can give intangible chesed. So shibudim, indebtedness, is intangible chesed. So if Ruvain executed shtachrit of $1,000 to Shimon, and Shimon transfers that shtachrit to the Isha, so there is a nisinas chesed. It's not a nisinas chesed done by him. I mean, the shtar is done by him too, but I mean, it's intangible chesed. Mashenki, when the Baal Shimon says to the Isha, I don't owe you a thing, but I'm giving you shtaris chayves and $1,000, and with that shtaris chayves, I want to mikadish you. So it's not giving a chesed. It's just creating a new relationship. I mean, you'll see it in Lashon Teishis. The last one. Omar Rove, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Lo, his catchly be money. He said to the Isha, I want you to be Kadeshes with the money. But he didn't give her the money. In other words, he promised her, he was mischayef to give her money. But right now, he didn't give her money. What did he give her? He gave her his golden watch. He doesn't have the money in his pocket, but he has a golden watch. So he's mischayef himself to give her money. And he left with her his golden watch as security, as a mashkin for the money. Ain't mekadesh. So then she's not mekadesh. Why? Because money inkan mashkin inkan. With what should be mekadesh? With the money, he didn't give her the money. And with the mashkin, he didn't give it to her. He just told her she should keep it as security. So he gave her nothing. So she's not mekadesh. Is the Rovel Rav Nachman Kitcher Bimashkin Mikodeshes Hosom Bimashkin Dacher Uchid Rab Yitzchok Di Oma Rab Yitzchok Nein Balchiv Shikini Mashkin Shenema Luchoti Zdoko Iminikene Zdok Menein Mikalach Ezle Mashkin. So Rovel is the Kashe, but with there is a Raise Kitcher Bimashkin Mikodeshes Kitcher Bimashkin is Mikodeshes. So there it's so yeah. So Rav Nachman said there it is reference Mashkin Dacher. In other words, let's say Ruvain borrowed money from Shimon, and he gave him a security golden watch, and then Shimon said to the Isha, I have a certain kinyan in debt in that golden watch. So I'll make Kaddish to you. So then he's giving a kesef. In other words, mashkinach. All right. Then, Bnei Ravune Barobin, Zovin Arams. So the Gemara mentions the same aloche, Ligabe Ishifro. Zovin Arams, the Bote Ishifro, Biprite, for Mois, Loihave Badai. So they didn't have the Mois. So, Eisfer and Aschas, they gave a bullion of silver as a mask for the Mois. In other words, they promised to give, let's say, 100 Zeus, or 200 Zeus, or 1,000 Zeus, but they didn't have it, so they gave a mask. So then, that's like Kakois, and the Ritnaini is Nikne Bikesef, and Karke is Nikne Bikesef. So we save Aikarams, Osli Kamil Ravame, Omale Prite Inkan Nasra Inkan. The same aloha as by Dush. Now, so let's see the taste. So there are two pshat in tastes. I mean, in Rishenim are equally divided on the child. Pshat in the Gemara. In Rav Nachman's memory. Omalo is kachli b'mone b'niach lo mashken olero einu v'deshes. Mone inkan mashken inkan. So there are two pshat. Between Rav Netan and Rav Nachman Kehen. Two pshat. One pshat by Rishenim is that actually that the reason as to why is money income, mashkin income, because he didn't make any, because he didn't execute any valid disciples. In Achanama, if he will write ishtar ischayves to the Isho, I'll mischayve yourself 100 zuz by this shtar, and I want you to be mikudeshes with that ischayves, then she is mikudeshes. Like Shtachil Zachirim, what difference does it make? Shtachil Zachirim, he doesn't give her any tangible kesef either. So he gives her indebtedness, shibudim. So here too, if he executes his chayves, shibudim, he gives her shibudim, so she isn't kodeshes. But the reason as to why he say, is kachli bimone v'niach l'mashkin aleim kodeshes, because giving him mashkin doesn't create his chayves. In other words, there are ways how to create his chayves. One way is for Kiyin Suda. So you can mischayve yourself for Kiyin Suda. In other words, Ruvin wants to mischayve himself $100 a month to Shimon. So Shimon gives him a Kiyin Suda, and in exchange for the Suda, so Ruvin is mischayve himself $100 a month. So then it becomes mechulif. Another way of executing his chayvus is three shtar. In other words, he writes a shtar is chayvus, that he is mischayv himself $100 a month to Shimon. But you cannot create his chayvus by giving a mask. Of course, Bamir Balme, it doesn't mean a thing. Now, I suppose one says, Ruvin says to Shimon verbally, I promise you, I'll give you every month $100 with you. So, doesn't mean anything? What is it? What do you say?
Does Kias Kaf make it any stronger?
No.
Also,
it will make it stronger as an Aveira. Kias Kaf is like a Shvui. And of course, even without Kias Kaf, if, let's say, he's a millionaire, So maybe $100 a month is in matonim etes. So then you'll be either on shares in soil as avo with avo chozov. But that's only averes. But he's not mechuyev. He can be chayzer. And even if he gives it his kaf, so it'll be a roshe if he breaks it because his kaf is shvui. But he has a legal right to be chayzer. He'll be a roshe, all right. But he has a legal right to be chayzer. So the question. business lie here by Nosam. He's catching the money of Niach Lomashkin Leim Kedeshes, money income, Mashkin income, because he didn't execute the Shtaris Chayves, he didn't make it in Suda. So how did he become a Chuyev? He wanted to become a Chuyev by giving a security for the promise that his verbal is Chayves. Verbal is Chayves in itself is nothing, it's verbiage. It doesn't create his Chayves. So, but what else did he do? He gave a security. Giving security, Mashkin, does not establish, does not execute his rights. So that's why we aim at Mekadeshes. But suppose he'll execute his Shavis Chayves, then she's Mekadeshes. Then there is another expression, you will say no. But on the contrary, as far as his Chayves is concerned, you can create his Chayves by making the verbal Chayves and giving him Mashkin. That's one of the ways how to create the Chayves. But the business life is not Mekadeshes, because by creating the Chayves, you cannot be Mekadesh in Yishu, because you have to give a kesef. So Shtachei Vacherim, you give a kesef, not tangible kesef, but you turn over intangible kesef, Shibudim. The Shibudim that Ruven owed to Shimon is given away to the Yishu. But when he wants Nashtar Vacherim, he gives a Ishtaris Chayves, there is no Messinas kesef. That's how you say. But as far as establishing his Chayves is concerned, so to a Mashkin you can establish his Chayves. Now let's see inside pages. So all the Gesheim are divided in these two Pshatim in the Gemara. Mone Inkan, Teisves Daf Chesam Beis, the first Teisves. Mone Inkan Mashkin Inkan. Pireish Veinim Kedeshis. Lifisho Yisho Niknis Bikesef. והכסף איני בהן ואיך יקנה שאין המשקין תחס הכסף קידם של ישו ביד הישו ועד האם הוא מלו עסקת שלי ממשקין זה והמשקין ישלוח פשיט מקדשס וכמיכן אם עוד אומרים לך חברי את לך מונה במתונה וניח לי משקין עלו ליקונה המונה במשך את המשקין. In other words, so the first lesson in case is that with the mashkin you cannot create his chayves, because he says uchmichay im odom im alach avere etn loch mone b'matone v'niach l'mashkin alo lo yikona amone m'chechaz ha-mashkin. What do you mean yikona amone m'chechaz ha-mashkin? He doesn't become mishuda to him, because in order to create his chayves you have to reserve to mishuda to ishtar, but not for mashkin. ואין לחלק במתון על קדוש ורב נחיים קיין בשם רב נתמי מאיר שאם אומר אודום לחברי אתן לחמונה במתונה והילך המשקין עולוב ולטר זה לי המשקין עד שאתן להמונה דוז בעל היוחל עד במשקין עד שאתן להמונה. In other words, so רב נחיים קיין בשם רב נתמי זכיר כאן the first sheet of Tesis. In other words, that by giving the mashkin, if you make a verbal promise that you are mischayev a money to a certain person and you give him a mashkin, so then you become a shubet. Just as you can create his chayves to kinesuda for shtar, you can create his chayves, you can create his chayves by giving a mashkin. Then Tejas has the kashe about the din, but that's not relevant to us.
So according to Rabbi
Nachman, one second. Yes, all right, yeah.
According to Rabbi Nachman Cohen,
what's the reason?
Right here, it's because it's a lack of
a Nesinus Kesef. That's the Rashba explained it, because there is no Nesin. If you have a Rashba and Dush, Inkan, שקרים המונש ומקשו בעיניקה, ומשכן שהניח לשיבוד על המונה נשו וקנקום, שלא ינוסן לוי גופי של משכן וקדוש, אלא לשיבוד המונה ומס קדש, ואפילו אומר לו הרי נחייב לך מונה בקיני, פוקין סודה. ועסקת שלו היא בעין מקדשת, שאין כאן מונה, אלא מילזה, ולא יקונו, ואפילו כוסף לא שטר על עובדים מקדשת. וכמי שכוספתי למעלו, גבי מעלו כסף שכם פיינו מקדשת ומייסס. So in other words, the Rashba Shita is like Rabbi Chaim Kain, not like this. Rabbi Chaim Shita is the reason why Rabbi Nachman says money income, Ashken income, because there is no Ischaibis. But if there would be Ischaibis, let's say for Kain Suda or for Ishtar, so then she would be Mekadesh. And Rabbi Chaim Kain says, no, the Ashken itself creates Ischaibis like Kain Suda, but the reason is why she's not Mekadeshes, because there is no Nisina Skesef, like Mekabit Vimilve. Mekabit Vimilve. So let's say, suppose the woman borrowed from the man $1,000, and she has to pay back. And then he says, you know what, make a deal. I may for you, I cancel the debt, you don't have to pay back to me, but I want you to do Kama Kadeshes. So in Kadeshes. So the question is, why in Kadeshes? After all, she's getting $1,000 because there is no missing as cash. What is she getting? The $1,000 cash that he lent her some time ago. So she was getting a long time ago. Literally telling me, even if it's the end, so it's hers. And now, what is she getting? She's getting this hush that she doesn't have to pay it back. So there is this long sinus guess. And Mashenkin by Shachid Achirim, there is a sinus guess. But here, so his highness is like no. I think that there is another lesson in the Rashba. Now let's say, Mali Kesef Shechem paid in the Egdesius or Mises. Aval Stalin paid in the Egdesius. So the Gemara says that Stalin paid in the Egdesius. What does it mean, Stalin paid in the Egdesius? Pirois Rashizal in Kosef Stalin Mois in Hegdespot. Die Binnen wird noch nach Kesef gekommen. Wenn ihr Mechwer, Bechai Gavne, hier, wie Gemara says, Mali Kesef Shechem Pedim Begdeishes, und Maisres, Aval Shtarim Pedim Begdeishes, but in other words, die Bechai Gavne, afilu Biyisha Eine Begdeishes, die Loeim Eli Yisha Areyat Begdeishes Li, Bimono, und Mechai Vani Asken Lo, Bishtar, Beisim Mono, Eine Begdeishes, Eine Begdeishes, the mona in kan ushtar in kan. In other words, like Rabbi Chaim Kain's pshat, not like this pshat, that mona in kan, the mashkin in kan, because there is no ischaivis chal. But if ischaivis would be chal, she would be kadeshes. And if he does it with the shtar or the kin suda, she is kadeshes. Rabbi Chaim Kain says, no, for a mashkin, he can also create ischaivis, but it cannot serve as kesef kinyan. Ischaibis. So he said, Dimona in kan shtar in kan, share in mikasha bishtar al bimono, mono in eno kan, in an eno kan. And then there is another lush in the Rashba that with Ischaibis you cannot be mikasha. Anyway, Vishenim are divided on that question in the Pshat and the Gemara of mono in kamashkin. So the Arishenim works explain it like Teisves, that the reason is to I. It's bona income, mashkin income, because it doesn't give anything. Mashkin does not create his chayvusoy, it gives him nothing. But if he will inspire with the shtal king Sudash, he is in Kodesh. And then the Shita Rabbi Chaim came, Shem Rav Natan, on the contrary, that by giving, if somebody makes a verbal promise to be Mishael in Monot Lechaveirei, and he gives him a mashkin, that creates his chayvus like in Sudah, like Shtar. But you cannot be Mikadish, an Isha, or to be used as Kesef Kinyan in Karaka with this chayvus, because it's like milk. There is no nisinas guest. And this b'shtachid acherim, there is a nisinas guest. He turns over the intangible kesef, the indebtedness, the shibudim, that Ruvi knows him, Shimon, he turns it over to the ish. But when he creates his chayvus, he just a certain chayvus, but he doesn't give any kesef. So she gains something, but in case of Mechilas Mila, she also gains, but it's not considered Mechilas Kesef. Anyway, but your question, you asked, suppose he doesn't give her a putter, or a KR doesn't give him one putter for the field, but he just gives him a promissory note for the whole thousand roots. Is it good or it's not good? Now, if we say that Karake is Nikki the Kesef, Peter's Kesef Kinyan, if he is Nikki for Milved all the thousand Zeus, so what is it? It's his highest and all the thousand Zeus, according to Teisves. According to Teisves, so with this chayves can service Kesef Kinyan, and the only reason is as to why we say money income ashkin income, because there is no chayves. But when you are mischayves with the shtar, there is chayves, so you can encourage him Yisrael, you can become a isoda with it. According to Rabbi Chaim Kim, Rabbi Tam, that with the mashkin he also create his chayvus, but the only reason as to why he is not the kedushas, because it's like milvet. There is his chayvus for the mashkin. So in other words, because his chayvus cannot be kesef kinyan. Only when you transfer shibudi, but making his chayvus is not kesef kinyan. So in a way, if you give it thumbs and note and all the thousands use and will not even give it penny, so you will not be in a question. And this is so you have to be fresh.
But of course, but that's maybe that by Kedushin I understand, because there's no Nesina. The Kedushin requires a
no, but how do, according to the Taz, that the Kesef of Kedushin, the Kesef of Karake, his mama is the same thing, because Kichas Kichem is the Ephraim. So male justice will require Nesinas Kesef, by Kedushin will require Nesinas Kesef. In order to be effective as Kesef Kinyan, there is a requirement of Nesinas Kesef justice by Kedushin. That I heard from a brother of Bishop, and there are eyes for it. Let's say, if we say, according to the Sma, that Karake making the Kesef, so it's Biteras Kesef Tehoim, not Biteras Kesef Kinyan. So then, of course, his Chayves is effective Biteras Kesef Tehoim. You see, even the Rishayim who say, like Rabbi Chaim Kehen and Rabbi Natan, that his Chayves is not effective by Dushin. Why? Because his Chayves, it does not involve Nisinas Kesef. But if it is Biteras Kesef Kinyan, then it's not good. But if it is effective Biteras Peroyim, so of course, by by paying for the thing, so you by being Israel yourself, so then you are paying for the thing. Then you are paying for the thing. So in other words, according to the smart,
so you
become according to everybody. According to the ties, it will be totally in the machlekes between the Teisves and Rav Nachange. But according to the smart, of course, it is high as you can pay. This is the aloch of Hafukha Matarta Lomoli. The Gemara says in Ksubes, that's Kufyut, Hafukha Matarta Lomoli. In other words, if Ruvein owes $100 to Shimon, and Shimon owes $100 to Ruvein, it doesn't have to be. Suppose Ruvein owes $200 to Shimon, and Shimon owes $100 to Ruvein. So we're not giving the sode for Ruvein from Shimon and then from Shimon to Ruvein, because I forgot about the other. In other words, he pays with being mischayed himself, so he pays it. All right, anyway, this time. This is the portion that Pitzeras Kesef Beroim, so his chayvus can be Pitzeras Kesef Beroim.
Yes. Rabbeinu Tam has to agree with the Taz. Rabbeinu Tam is the Shitaso, and he has to agree with the Taz. Is that correct?
Rabbeinu Tam says Beferesh like the Taz.
Like the Taz. I mean in the Bava Kama, but Rabbeinu Tam in Kiddushin also has to agree with the Taz. Because how do we explain the Gemara afterwards talks about Nichse in Khan and Prita in Khan.
Yeah.
So there it has to be talking about a case of Kesef Kinyan.
That's right. No, but question is, maybe, you see, it's a good raya, but there's a difference. Maybe Rav Netam, I mean, if not for the Rav Netam in Bava Kama, the fact of Rav Netam in Dushin, you could say, maybe does not agree with us. Maybe he agrees with the Sma, that by Karake it's Kesef Beroim, but by Evetnaini, by Shifre, there is Kesef Kinyan. The flug is the same thing. The same thing. All right. Can Rabbi Tam say that his highness he cannot serve as Kesef Kinyan in the same way as Mule cannot serve Kesef Kinyan? As Mule cannot serve Kesef Kinyan. So his highness, according to Rabbi Tam, is like Mule. I'm calling Mule in Kadesh, even though she gains $1,000, but there is no nothing as a Kesef. The $1,000 rules that he lent her. But he went a month ago, so she was already came a month ago. And now, what does she get? There is no sense case. She gains something, but there has to be a sense case. And in every case of Kinyan, there has to be a sense case. So for the same reason that Binuve is, you cannot be Kavish and Ishe. Binuve, you cannot be Kinyan Kakois. So be Shaivas, you cannot be Kinika Kois, and you cannot be Mikarish. All right. Now, Rabunu Omar, Oi Kesef, Oi Meitav. So Rashi says that it refers back to the Gemara two datum before. The Gemara asked the kasha. There is a stira between two psukim. From one pasuk it appears that he has to pay meitav. The mazik has to pay meitav. And the other pasuk he says a few psukim. So what was the teres by Ravuna Brit Rav Yeshua that mitaltalin is everything is meitav. Psukim is also meitav. In kakoreis, so you have meitav and you have no meitav. But in talking, everything is made. Ravune gives a different terrace. That was Ravune by the Rabbi Shua's terrace. But Ravune gives a different terrace. Ravune Omar, Oi Kesef, Oi Meida. Loi Kashi Koi Delio. Kesef Meida. Yoche Koma. Rachmone, Oi Kesef Yitnei, Oi Meida Sadeh. Why did you wait until now? So you should mention that it took up him before. Mishum di boil asukel mil said Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Di boil yil kin shi shomin is. Bishalein shomin shomin shomin. Vaad oche kumayel vaz. Ach, maz. The Rosh mentions another girls in the Gemara. In other words, the Gersi in our Gemara is Ravuna Omar, Oy Kesef Meitav. Some mail is difficult, so according to Rashi's Gersi, it goes back to the Kasha of the Gemara, the current stir between the two psuki. Some mail there is a Kasha, why did you wait until now? So Rashi says, because the Gemara was involved in the whole sugya of Shalim Shem Shalom. But he says the better Gersa is, there's another Gersa anymore. In one word difference. Not Ravuna Omar, but Omar Ravuna. Not Ravuna Omar, but Omar Ravuna. So in other words, it refers back to the Mishnah. It says, the Mishnah says that the Mazik has to be made up. So he says, Omaravune oi kesef oi meitav. So then there is no kashe. How come the Gemara didn't mention it before, when the Gemara mentioned the kashe about as to the apparent stira between the two? So Ravune omar oi kesef oi meitav. Eisve Rav Nachman Ravune Yoshif the Rabbi Shove Kesef Afilusubu. So, in other words, so he doesn't have to give him either kesef or meitav. He can give him sugi. Ocha maskinon, the pasuk that says that he can give sugi in bilasle, either lesle pshite, mau di pein ambrino le zil tchavas vin vaisali kesef komashpo. So that's the chiddush hakol, because I could say even lesle, but he has sugi. So let him sell, he has a lot of subin. Let him sell the subin and convert it into cash. There is such a loch, the Gabi Pia. Gabi Pia, all of them is there is such a loch. All the, everyone to whom you have to pay, you don't have to work hard in order to convert it into cash and pay, except by Pia. Let's say, if you pay, I'll work for a balabais. And the balabais owes him $100 for the schar pula. Suppose the balabais doesn't have any $100, but he has a lot of care of straw. There's a lot of straw. Straw in bulk. So then the balabais cannot say to the payer, I owe you $100, why don't you take a ton of straw that I have. That's worth $100. A ton of straw. So a mazik could say that the mazik. A balchev, I mean a lady could say that to the mazik. Take the straw, I owe you $100. I borrowed from you, take the straw. But a balabais cannot say that to the payah. Special Allah, a schus of the payah. A payal has his host to be paid in cash. And even if the balabais has no moist, But if he has Shavei Kesef, so then he's mechuyev to sell the Shavei Kesef, and convert it into Kesef and to pay the payah. So Meila, that's exactly a kosher, the Chiddush HaKo. So he says, Igel Eslip Shiteh, Mal Ditein Amrish. Why did the Torah have to tell us that? Yoshev the Rabbi Shavei Kesef Lusumi. So Mal Ditein Amrish, Zil Trach, Zvin Vaisali Kesef. In other words, just as Gabi Peyal, there is such a schus. So maybe in Izek also has that schus. So without the Zeros HaKosif of Yoshev the Rabbi Shavei Kesef Lusumi, we would say that the same schus that the Peyal has, the Barabai says the burden of converting the Shavei Kesef, the Subin, into Mois, so the Nizek also has. So Kamashnul or no, the Nizek doesn't have that Shus, only Peyal has that Shus. Kamashnul. Shavei Kesef, Vatamot Kesef, Lesli, Lui Kesef, Lui Shavis, Maritim, Amrin, Olele, Mazik, Siltrachus, Bin, Zubin, Kesef, Vaisale, Kesef, Kamashnul. Omar Abbas, Ksofim, no, first we have to go over the thesis, because that's already another story. Ravuna Omar, we kesef and meida. Kirish HaKundres, Shebo Mitharitz, Kroye Delio. Gitzor Rema, Shalei Hispik, Lesayim Vov, Ajiik Shalei, that's what Rashi says. And then he became involved in the whole sugi of Shalei, Shalim, Shalim. Vizikar said, Omar Ravuna, what the Rosh accepts. Vikoya masnissen di tani di meta vorats. Vom rabune de labd af de meta. Alo oi kesef oi meta. O vi sefer av alfes pireish de rabune breid rab Yeshua de rab pofet de liu. Kliga de rabune. De och vi ne safre kolmi le meta. Va filu subi in de rabune sova de li have meta. Alo oi kesef oi kak. And kake idias. Is made, but Moe's Kesef is also made. Uposak Rav Pop, Uchavune Breid Rav Yeshua, Shehim Basoy. So, in other words, what Rav Alfa say? There is a machlekes between Ravune and Ravune Breid Rav Yeshua. According to Ravune Breid Rav Yeshua, every mitalter, even student, is considered made. And according to Ravune, only Idias Karaka is considered made. And Kesef is considered later. But Subin is not considered later. And the Tosken, like Rav Popper and Ravuna Bereshia, that call new a Meitav. The Rav Des Ravuna Alfishit. The Rav in Tam and Sevati. The Miforei Sheyesh Gimu Dinin Benizoki. Oy, Benizoki, Sheyesh Gimu Dinin. Benizoki, there are three guidelines. One in respect to Mizoki. So what's the guideline in respect to Mizoki? Mizoki, oi kesef oi meitav. Vi leslei afilu subi. Vi leslei afilu subi. In other words, it's mashma. I mean that Rav Netam doesn't, even though the Rosh has two shenes in it, according to Rav Netam, does Rav Netam agree with the Rif that there is a machlekes between Ravune and Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua? And according to Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua, so even if he's like, so he can give him Musub. And according to Ravune, only if less like he can give him Musub. And but whereas the Rif paskens like Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua, so Rav Netam paskens like Ravune. But as far as Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua is concerned, so even if Islay, so Mois, he doesn't have to give him Mois, the mask. He can give him some, But he passes like Ravune. That's one Rosh in the Rosh. Another Rosh in the Rosh is that according to Ravune Tam, there is really no machlekes between Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua and Ravune. Rav Alfa says that there is a machlekes, but according to Rav Netam, there is no machlekes. But Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua says kol mi le meitavu, so that means if less le mois, But if he's lemois, so then it's not kol milameda. If he's lemois, then kol milameda. But if he's lemois, so then Rabbuna Galita Rabbi Shua will be made to Rabbuna, that he has to be lemois. All right. The Rabbi Tanin said that came in the forest, he is Gimel bin Zaki. Gimel bin Zaki. Bin Zaki, no, he tested the mate, the less lay after the soup. That's the guideline, the Gabe bin Zaki. The second guideline, the Gabe Balchei, so he's like this. He is Lizuze, Loimotza Lizalke, Alabizuz, Kibimucha Bakes. So in other words, if the lady has moist, so then he couldn't pay him with anything, not even with Kaatameda. Then the Malva can insist that he should give him oath. Why? Very simple. Because what did he borrow? Did he borrow Kaatameda's Neda? He borrowed Neda's, so he has to pay Neda. If he doesn't, then he's paying something. The Balkhai is Lezuzeli Mosul Salkal Lezuzeli. Kilimuchaba Kaysi. Suppose he doesn't touch Zuze, but he has a lot of Subi, so then in the same way as the Peal has his host to tell the Balabais. So then he can give him Subi. So the Keach Shemim, so Mekachtoyes, can he king in it? Now he says, suppose a certain Mekach turns out to be in Achtois. So then the Mecher has to return the purchase money that he received. So then he has the same deen as a Balchai. The same as a Balchai. The Keach means to Mekach, the Achtois, the Mekach deen. Because the same longness. Why do we say that if he has Mois, so he has to pay that to Mois? Because he lent him Mois, he has to pay back Mois. He gave him the Likeach, gave him Mois. He didn't give him Subi. When he paid for the Sode, he gave him Mois. So Mele, when it turns out to be a Mekachtoyes, he has to give back the Mois. Likeach means Mekachtoyes making Dinei. Kidabun Litama Fei Kapo. Then the third guideline is in respect to Peah. O Peah, Li Leslie, Balabai, Zuse, Omalei zil trachus bin vaises uze kilmucha babais vaalio de yochel eimalei tu mashor sisi bischoch. Yes.
According to the sheet of the reef.
Yeah.
Why by balcho we say that if he has zuze lamatz l'salke el bezuze, but legabe nizikin, so he can pay with metal. According to our Huna Breider of Yeshu, he can pay with metalin, or he can pay with karkameta, or he can pay with zuze. Strange that
when
Ezekiel turns out that it's
no, because Gai Balchei, so he borrowed Zuze, so he has to pay back Zuze.
What's
the svar? It's a very simple svar. It's common sense.
It's a special schus if you
have to pay back what you borrowed. Suppose you borrow flour, you have to pay back the flour, you know. Suppose you borrow flour, right?
What if a person damaged Mos? He was Mazik Mos.
No, it doesn't make any difference whether you're Mazik Kar, you're Mazik Sode, you're Mazik Bais, you're Mazik Diamond. In other words, Mazik has to pay. So it's not that you have to. You have to pay the same thing that you are mazik.
Why?
Eleve, he borrowed money, he has to pay back money. Suppose he borrows flour, so he has to pay back flour. Suppose he borrows oranges, sometimes people borrow certain other things, not moist. Usually when you borrow money. But suppose you borrow other things, you have to return the same kind of thing.
But it comes out that a Baal Chayiv has an upper hand over an advantage over the Nizik.
All right.
Because if someone's Mazik, someone else's flowers, they don't.
That's his wallet. Because he borrowed Mois, he's Mechuyev to pay money. It's common sense. Why shouldn't it be like that? You borrowed, you have to pay back.
That's fine. But same thing by a Nizik. You were Mazik flower, you should pay.
when you borrow money or you borrow flour, so there is an understanding. When I say to you, you lent me $1,000, there is an understanding. That means I'll pay back $1,000. When I say to you, you lend me 2 bags of flour, so there's an understanding that I mean I'll return to you 2 bags of flour. But in Mazik, there is no understanding. He was Mazik. Omar Abbasik, Sophie Marin Kikark, Limayo Hase, Elaine Liam, Meitav, Heine der Ravun, Elo, Schneachim, Shahok, in Nortalachot Karke, Bert Ksof, Ubob Alheid, in Otto Kark, die Oslo Hai, Bishoku Pauke Bixof in Bade. So that's what Rabasa means, Ksofim Marin Kikark. In other words, if two Achim made a Hulke, and one took, let's see, karke, and one took, ksofim, then balcheif, to create the karke, so then the other brother has to be reimbursed by the brother whose chilek was not taken away by balcheif for the sode that was taken away by the balcheif. So the Gemara first it says, the Mamoshim says, pshite, high broad, high avro. Natural. They are both the same kind of Yorushim. So, in other words, what we see from this Gemara, and we see it from many other Gemaras, there is a difference between the Gvir family Keach and the Gvir family Yorush. Of course, if the Keach put Kakois from the Leibe, then the Balchayv can be given the karke. So there is purely and exclusively on the basis of Shiva Dechosa. There is no Shiva Daguf. The Ikea doesn't owe the mouth or anything. Mashain kin gabi yoshin. So there's the pshat that if the father left Kakois, so mitzvah is seemingly free achid avim. So it doesn't mean mitzvah killed up. Mitzvah means there is a Shiva Aguf. If the father, the Levi, did not leave any Karkois, so then the Yoshim are not personally indebted to the Balchay. But if the Yoshim, if the father, the mayor, it doesn't have to be a father, it can be a fifth cousin. But if the Yoshim, Yarshin Karkois from the mayor, so then they are. There is a Shibud Aguf from the Yoshim to the Balchayt. And there's the Pshat, Mitzvah Lai Seim Nefrei Achei Laviyah. It doesn't mean Mitzvah, a Mitzvah of Kibud Av. It means Mame Shibud Aguf, there's the Mitzvah. Like Priyas Balchayt Mitzvah. What is Priyas Balchayt Mitzvah? There is a Shibud Aguf, he's personally indebted. Mashinkin Gaburi Keach, he's never personally in debt. Because after all, what has he to do with the Balchayt? But the Gabi Yoshim, if Niyach Lamab, Abi and Nechosim, so then they are, so the Yoshim are personally in debt. So there's the Pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, in the first verse, Pshited Hai Brod Hai Lavro, why does Rabbi even have to tell us? Is it ever possible? Why is it such a ever possible? If the halacha had been that by Yorshim, so the whole Gvir is based upon Shibud Nechosim, there is no Shibud Aguf, so it's not a ever possible altogether. Why is it a ever possible? Suppose the Levis had two sodes, they became Shubet to the Malve, and he sold one sode to one Lekeach, and another sode to another Lekeach. Will anybody say that the Likiach whose sode was taken away by Al-Khayyid will go to the second Likiach and say, well, we have to share the loss? So why should he? And here the Gemara says in one lotion, Pshite Hai Bro Val Avro. So that's a rhyme for Reshes. It's a rhyme for Reshes that there is a fundamental distinction between the Sfuzdiya from Rikeach and this was beer from the ocean. Weil Kiach, so it's purely and exclusively based upon Shidur Nechosin. There is no element of Shidur Aguf. But by Yorshin, if the father didn't live in Nechosin, the father of the marriage, so then there is neither Shidur Aguf nor Shidur Nechosin. But if he left Kakois, so then there is a Shidur Aguf incumbent upon the earth. So the main Gemara says, Pshita Haibro Vail Abro. Let's see the Rashi. Vinotel Karaka Bishul Chayri Sadiyin. Yoz lo hayach vishoku pal de biksof imechof. Fahayne di koma arayin ki karaka di bal ksof im nama yifra chotze chayri shalavi. Hay bro vay labro bit dio. Kleiner bal ksof im lahave bro lefrei achi vabi. So what do you mean? Lahavi is not a child, he's mechuyev to pay. It's not like family Mekeach. Mekeach is not mechuyev. But the malve has his chush to take away from him. But he's not mechuyev in any way. He's not in any way. But here there is a chay. There's the pshat in mitzvah. It's not a question of kibudav, and it's not, it means shibudaguf. Like, priyaz balchayv mitzvah means shibudaguf. So here it also means shibudaguf. Then there's another lashon. And that we have to understand. So the first lashon is the devar poshut. Doesn't even have to be explained. Ike d'amre adarab. Lida gis. The omalei loche shakle ksofim. Di mitni velo mishtalnen noch. Loche shakle sare. Di mitre velo mishtalnen loche midem noch. So the second lashon is also made to the first lashon. That when the father left Nechosim, so then there is a shibdaguf incumbent upon the yosh. But in Samele, in the case where they both take surveys, so they have to share the loss that was occasioned by the gvir of the survey. But in the case where one father took a place and the other one took something, why such an arrangement? So that means that it was done deliberately in order to keep the other fellow immune. Why did one take a karka and the other one take ksofi? In order the one who took ksofi and not kakoyes, so he did it in order to have immunity in case the karka is nigve, so then he will not have to share the loss. Ike dam gul ya gise pachinu. Di bal ksofim lechayet. Domu le bal kaka loche shakle. So, elo, so what does Chavasa mean? Ksof marim ki karki. Elo, vishnei achim shacholk. And both took karki. Ubo bal chayiv, vino to chalki shalachav men. So then, the brother whose chilek was taken away can reimburse himself by dividing the sode that the other brother has, which was not taken away by Ruchim. So, there's the chidish. V'omre Rav Asher Chodesim, why does he have to tell us again? The Itmar. Ho'achim shecholku u'bo balcheiv v'notol chelki shorach odmen. Rabo ma'abot l'machleikes. Now let's see the Rashi. Mishni achim shecholku karke u balchim netlachim likayachot. Dimshan lachachot sechalukei. Oi karka oi misalik lei bizuze. Vahayne arein ki karka. Dimotze misalik lei bizuze ki bi karka. So om Rav Asher Chodesim nigma. Ho achim shecholku. ובו בלכי בינות לחלב שחמן, רב עומד בוט למחלקס, איסיך חלוק הפטלו, וחזרים וחלקים, וישוב החלק הנאישר. אחרי כנישה ושמול אמה ויטר ויטמינס that the brother whose chilek was taken away by the Balcheil, he loses all that. And the Rav Asher Omar Neitel Revi Bikarka Revi Mois. Now there are two pshat in Rashi. What does it mean Revi is Bikarka Revi Mois? The first pshat of Revi is Bikarka or Revi is Mois means he's only entitled to take Revi, but either he takes it in Karka Revi or he takes Imois, but only Revi. The second lashon is no. He is entitled to a head, but one fourth is taken in Karka and one fourth is taken in Mois. Now, so the Mois then. Rabu ma bota machlekes kosova ra'achim shecholku ki yorshimave, because there is a machlekes in the Mois, whether it's Tolu, whether in the Shaila, whether yesh brere or in brere. If we say that yesh brere, so achim shecholku is yorshim. But yorshim, so let's say, the father left two sodas, soda number one and soda number two, and they divided. Reuven took soda number one, Shimon took soda number two. So it could have been different. But how was it divided that way? Through Gael, by casting lots. So it didn't have to be that way. It could have been done a different way. That Shimon could have taken soda number one, and Reuven could have taken soda number two. But it was done this way. So if we say yesh brere, so it means yorshina, because when the father died, so, and he has two sons, so it's impossible that each son should get everything. So one yorshins a head, and the other one yorshins the other. Now, so, but then the chlukah takes place a year after the death of the father. So mele, if we say yesh brere, so we say since for the chluke it was determined that Reuven gets soda number one and Shimon gets soda number two, even though it didn't have to be that way, it could have been the other way, just on the basis of pure chance. So the Gael determined that way, but if we say yesh brere, so we relate back to Mafreya and we say at the time of the of the father, so Reuven yarshin soda number one and Shimon yarshin soda number two. But if we say embrere, so it says, since it wasn't necessarily determined that Reuven should get soda number one and Shimon should get soda number two, it could have been the other way around. So mele, even if it was determined, so it means it was determined by an exchange of parties. So they're not yarshin. So they are considered as...